Mark Callinan of Eastern Maine Sports. And our high school reports are brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community, and by Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. Sorry about that slip. Well, hello, Mark. It's championship season.
It sure is. Great time of year. Great weather to get out there and watch some games tonight.
So, rather than me asking like foolish questions, why don't you give us a rundown of what we should be most paying attention to as we are in the championship season?
Well, this weekend, obviously football is underway in playoffs, but I think what people should be paying attention to are the state championship games and soccer and field hockey. In soccer, they'll be held at Camden Academy and Darren High School down in Portland, and then field hockey, the state championship games will be at Messalonskee in Oakland. So I think that's the main attraction this weekend, but plenty of good football tonight, and down to regional finals in eight-man football and semifinals in B and C, and quarterfinals in the statewide A and D classes.
Who are we looking to be the favorites in the field hockey and soccer championships?
Well, it should be another great state championship field hockey game in Skowhegan and Shever. Shever's actually beat Skowhegan last year. Surprisingly, Skowhegan's in the state championship game, right?
Yeah, real big surprise. Paula never gets there.
Yeah. 22 straight seasons, I believe. But they will be in they got challenged in the regional final. They got by Oxford Hills in overtime 3-2. And they lost to Shevers last year in the state game. That should be very interesting. The first game of the day at Messalonskee is MCI and Winthrop. MCI came out of the Class C, defeated Darago 2-0. They'll represent the North. In Class B, Lawrence and Freeport will play in that one. That's the middle game of the three. The soccer games, as I said, Hampton will host. They'll host Class B and C games. I believe Chris will be at the Bucksport Miranda-Cook girls game late Saturday afternoon. That's a C girls game. So B will be there. John Babs will lead things off at John Babs boys, and then the Herman girls will play at 12:30. And in the north, Fort Kent came out of the north boys, and Bucksport came out of a very tough Class C girls. They had three undefeated teams going in, Bucksport, Holton, and MCI, and Bucksport came out of a very tough class there. Bennett Deering, you got the Class D and A. Penobscot Valley girls will be there against North Yarmouth, and Madawaska boys will be there against North Yarmouth. But North Yarmouth girls and boys are both there. Scarborough and Brunswick girls and boys are both there in A. So not much variety there, but it should be some good soccer.
And so we're at eight-man football, and the other classes are playing. Shake down eight-man football for us.
Well, regional final in Millinocket and Bar Harbor, as MDI play Waterville in the large conference, and Stearns play Orono in the small conference. And saw Orono last week, and they are very explosive. They lost a couple. They came in as a 5 seed because they were 4-3. Lost the tiebreaker, but they're very explosive. A lot of kids that didn't play a lot of football before this year, so it took them a little bit to get going, but they're going now, and they're very explosive. But Stearns will be a very tough challenge. They play very good defense, and they got a couple playmakers themselves. MDI Waterville should be very interesting down there. Bar Harbor, another game that could obviously go either way, but that should be fun too.
And we've got A, B, and C in different places in their finals.
Yeah, we'll be in Foxcroft tonight, the quarterfinal there in Class D, and A is in the quarterfinals also. It's, again, a statewide league, so they're still only 2 wins away from getting to the state championship game, but no quarterfinals. And B and C, they're in the semifinals. Interesting note for local folks, interesting game for local folks is Herman will play Oceanside at Cameron Stadium in Bangor tonight.
Yeah, that should be a good game. It's nice to see that Cameron is hosting those games because, I think for a lot of kids that play at places that aren't really stadiums, they play at football fields. It's almost like playing at Maine, not quite the same thing, but the lights are on, the bleachers are there, the stands are there. It's a good experience.
Yeah, the main thing is turf, so you don't get the, and that's the reason, because that game wasn't set for Cameron, but with field conditions, other locations, you know, with the turf there, they can play a good game without worrying about that.
Yeah, and you know, I've, a couple of times this year when there have been night football games at the university, and I've been there for hockey, it's been great to just pop over and watch a little bit. And you know, I really hope that as Maine redevelops its facilities, and you have a good facility in Hamden, you have a good facility now in Bangor, that we'll start to see more places where kids can play later in the season without the atmospheric or field conditions being a big difference.
Yeah, because you don't want a big game for that to be the difference, in deciding the game, and these schools don't want their fields to be ruined for where they have to pay a lot of money to fix them either. So with those two things, it's good that we have these options. As you said, you named quite a few right there. Hampton, Bangor, Orono, even Messalonskee. There's places that you can play on turf, and it's a great thing. And all sports are utilizing them. As I said, Bielocki's playing at Messalonskee, and soccer's at Hams Academy in Darren. So, definitely a lot of options around the state.
Well, I remember a game many years ago when Matt Clark was the head coach at BAPS, and I was an assistant, and both of my kids were playing then, and we were down in Rockland, and you could have canoed on that field in places. It was so much, just pouring rain, just unbelievable. And when we left... Fortunately, we won. But when we left, one of the things that one of the kids noticed is, man, we really messed that field up. And all I could think of was, yeah, they got a lot of work to do. So it's nice to think about that aspect of it, because people often don't. So what are you guys covering live this weekend?
We'll be at Foster Hall for the quarterfinal game tonight. Number one seed, Ponies, host Madison. Foster Hall's a big favorite in that one, but if they do get by this one, then they got to, it definitely gets much tougher next week. They'll play the winner of Winthrop or Poland if they can get by Madison tonight. So Class D, the bottom teams are kind of big underdogs, but once you get to the top four, any one of those four, Foster Hall, Freeport, Lisbon, or Winthrop, wouldn't be surprised if any of them came away winning that class.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a good weekend. Certainly going to have great weather this weekend for all those games. We appreciate, as always, you stopping by and letting us know what's going on. And I think Rich back next week, or I'm back. Rich is back next week. Forget where Maine football's going. Rich will be back next week, and he'll be talking with you then.
Either way, great talking to both of you.
All righty. Thanks a lot, Mark. That's Mark Kalman with our high school report. And he's here every Friday as part of our Friday lineup, which gets your weekend all set to go.